And these people, these top criminals like the Clintons and so forth, can be prosecuted in international human rights violations tribunals under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And there's one that was set up by the United States of America. This is a real court. It's an international court, not the Hague. It's a human rights tribunal. It was set up by the United States of America. This is a country. It's not the United States. The United States is not a country. And it's the occupying military force of the USA. And they are coordinating with the Trump administration. And the USA just offered Trump $21 billion to build the wall and forget about Congress. He doesn't have to go through Congress. These criminals are not going to get prosecuted in the United States court system, fed, state, it doesn't matter. But they can be prosecuted under international law. There's somebody who's running this whole system that you can't see. And I'm telling you right now, if you go look, do what I just told you, you're going to find out the person who's responsible for all of it. And it's a complete lie. I mean, whatever you hear in the news, it's the opposite of what the truth is. That's how they're doing it. And the people that aren't researching it, that are not awake, they buy into it.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have John J. Singleton coming back. We're going to talk about the bonds that are in your name under your Social Security number. It's under all the children in our country's names. I'm telling you, when I started, I've been hearing these things for years about we're not even residents or we're not even citizens of any country in the United States, and what that means, and that they are trafficking our persons, and that our Social Security number has all these bonds. I've been hearing it for years, and not until I started doing some research on my own Social Security number, and I saw all the bonds, and then I saw my kids, and I saw a hell of a lot more bonds, did it kind of sink in. And I recommend that you do your own searches, and I have the website as well, and we're going to talk about what this means. He's going to talk about who's running all this, how they're funding human trafficking, the bad human trafficking, the organ trafficking, all that stuff. And if this video doesn't stay up, I'm up on BitChute. I'm up on Library now. All my shows are up to date there. My podcast is growing like crazy. According to GoDaddy, I'm getting 100 times the hits on my website once you subtract out web bots than what Google Analytics is saying. That's what they're telling me. And that's why I've had to upgrade my website so many times, because the traffic to my site is so much higher than what I am being told. I don't know how to read into that. And we did some analysis, and they say it really does look organic. You know, they can't be for sure if it's computers hitting my, artificial, but it looks organic. So censorship is really high. So I really recommend that you join my newsletter. You can go to my website, sarahwestall.com, get on my newsletter. You will get an up-to-date of all the shows that I have. I also publish important stories. My website is constantly changing with stories that I think that are important, but my shows are always up there and you can get to them. My newsletters will tell you what's new. And you can join my podcast on my website. You can join any, you can hear my stuff all over. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on iTunes. Like I said, a BitChute library, and of course YouTube. But there are other places that you can get my show. And I also want to remind you that we are doing a live event on Monday, the 26th at 7 p.m. Central Time with Sherry Edwards, learning how to read these vocal prints. And if you missed it, if you are listening to this after the show, it's okay. It's going to be up there for a long time. It's live, but then it'll run continuously so that you can learn how to read your own vocal prints. She's selling the software for $40 and doesn't work well on a Mac unless you learn how to partition your Mac. So it is available for PC users. I'm talking to her about doing some kind of crowdfunding so that I don't think it's that expensive. Less than $10,000, we can get that whole thing upgraded so it works for everybody. So we're going to work on that. And but it is available, and she's going to do a session on how to read it. And even if you don't have the software, it is good to even just listen to it. So she can teach you what these, how these vocal prints work and how you can understand whether somebody's lying or not. I love it, because with all this propaganda, you can learn for yourself. It's putting tools in your hands how to learn if people are lying. And being a critical thinker, and this is what we say in this episode, is don't trust me, don't trust John, trust your own critical thinking. Something like changing your residency, which is what we talk about here, getting out from under these bonds. These are important decisions. So don't just trust anybody on the internet. Do your own research, understand it yourself, ask questions. But anyways, let's get to my interview with John J. Singleton. John, thank you so much for rejoining the program.
It's always a privilege.
I really wanted to talk to you. As you know, I searched the bonds underneath myself, and there's like 311. There's what, 197 for my husband. And then I searched my kids, and I learned through this website that my children have literally thousands. My son over 20 and my daughter over 40. They're much younger. And it freaked me out. And this is the case for kids all over the country. I mean, my kids aren't unique, I'm assuming. And so I reached out to you and said, what the hell? I got to see firsthand the proof of what you've been trying to tell me for a while. Can you tell, first of all, I'm going to have this website up so people can check themselves. They put in their social security number with the dashes. Can you explain what the heck this is?
Well, my best guess as to the reason why your children have way more bonds than you do is because this system has matured and it's designed to identify points in the marketplace and young people's involvement in the marketplace where a bond can be issued. And I'll give you just one example, getting a traffic ticket. That's just one example. Applying for a job, okay? Applying for a credit card. These are situations where bonds are created. So for the young people to have more bonds, and I would imagine many of them are like what you're seeing, is the system itself is at its end. And the only way it can survive is to get more money from more situations wherever it can get the money. A lot of this goes into funding a lot of the international war crimes, let's say, and the trafficking. This is where the money is being spent. And people ask, well, how is there money when someone creates a bond? And a bond is money.
And that's what you need to explain to us. So people who are confused about this right now, I would almost recommend to pause the video, go put your social security number in and see what we're talking about in this website. And what is the website again? I have it up. Oh, I don't have it up because I restarted. Do you remember what that website was?
It had something to do with Fidelity, but there are many different ways
find out. Okay.
Yeah, you have, like, Fidelity is a broker, a trading house. You can find it there. I do have in this PDF file that you want to post it for your viewers. There's a two-part YouTube video that tells you how to find all your bonds.
Okay.
So that might be a way to go. It's the CUSIP, you know, understanding.
Well, this one that I went to was called GMEIutility.org. So GMEIutility.org. And then you go there and then you put your social security number in the search bar and it brings up all the wonderful bonds that are in your name. So I just think that people need to do that so they can during this video, so they can have a reference point of what we're talking about. Okay, keep going.
Okay, now, like I explained in our last discussion, and people got angry at this, and I said that these top criminals are not going to be prosecuted. I didn't tell you the rest of it. I'm sorry, but
Yeah,
there's
because
always so much you could
that's
talk
trauma.
about.
And I told you before we got on the thing, I'm not accepting that. And I know that's why people got angry, because we can't, you know, and this is why we said it before the thing. I won't accept that somebody who rapes and kills and has sex with a little girl until or boy until they die is can just get off by paying off some freaking
Right.
bond. There is some way to get at those people.
There is a way. So
okay.
So what I said was true regarding the United States, but it's not true internationally. And these people, these top criminals like the Clintons and so forth, can be prosecuted in international human rights violations tribunals under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And there's one that was set up by the United States of America.
It's part of the law of nations,
Well,
right?
It's under the law of nations.
Okay.
Absolutely. The UDHR is under the law of nations, and there is a court now. This is a real court. It's an international court, not the Hague. It's a human rights tribunal. It was set up by the United States of America. This is a country. It's not the United States. The United States is not a country.
Okay. Now United States of America. Now it is acknowledged by other countries all over around the world.
Yes, it is international.
And it's a real deal. It's not just a bunch of, you know what I mean? It's not just a bunch of quacks going out there creating some kind of doofus thing. It's the real deal. The administration acknowledges it. People acknowledge it everywhere.
Yeah, they're working right now with the Trump administration, because the role that Trump has and the United States has, actually the United States has a role in the United States of America. It's actually like a municipality within the United States of America. And it's the occupying military force of the USA. And they are coordinating with the Trump administration. And the USA just offered Trump $21 billion to build the wall and forget about Congress. He doesn't have to go through Congress.
So and can you explain that? Explain, and we got to get back to the bonds, but this is a big deal. Explain how they were able to give him $21 billion and how they even have money.
Okay. The USA is older than the United States by about 8 years. Okay. It was formed in 1781. It has its own banking system. It's about 240 years old, and it creates money like the banking system creates it, except the banking system in the United States creates money by making people debtors. The USA creates money by putting money into circulation when it pays for infrastructure, when it pays public service, or when it provides the benefits program to its seniors, people who are retired. It has a voucher program. That's when new money is created in the USA, not making people into debt, into debtors.
Okay, now the bonds that we have on our name and the Social Security number. Now, you were saying just by having a Social Security number makes you nationless. Can you explain that? And then we'll get back into the bonds on how they actually make money off of us. But go ahead.
The SSN is used as an identifier so that your identity can be trafficked outside the state in which it was born, in which you were born. So let's say you're born in Minnesota and your parents get you an SSN. The moment that's obtained, your person is moved to the U.S. Virgin Islands. That sounds really weird, like, well, I didn't go anywhere. But no, the identity that is connected to your activity for the rest of your life is inside what's called an Internal Revenue Trust. So all your activities are being taxed. That's why you're filing 1040s. That's why you get state licensing. That's why you have the driver's license the way you have it. All this stuff. And so it makes everyone a slave. I'll give an example. You can get out of that, even being a U.S. citizen. There is no such thing, by the way, but not getting out of the trafficking by simply on a traffic ticket, for example. If you go into the court and identify yourself as the trustee for the person, because you can be if you go in there and say the right thing. In one sentence, you can make the ticket go away because the court's there to take your money because you're not the trustee unless you understand what's going on and you go in there and identify yourself as the trustee. So that's why I was saying before, these criminals are not going to get prosecuted in the United States court system, fed, state, it doesn't matter. But they can be prosecuted under international law.
And our court system is one big sham anyways, right? I mean, the way it's set up.
Okay, think of our court system, and I'm talking about your small claims court, your criminal courts in your counties, your states. Think of those as broker-dealers for laundered and counterfeit securities for the banking system. Your judge is a broker-dealer for the banking system. He's not a judge.
I've heard that many times from many different people to the point where I'm like, okay, it's time to actually discuss this because I've seen so much proof now that I'm ready to actually, and this has been years of me getting this in my face from all different directions before I'm ready to say something on air. So this isn't just something I'm doing lightly. Now, is that why there's so many people in prison in this country?
Yes, it's profitable. That's the only reason. I mean, obviously, there's some people that commit crimes, but there's a profit motive in it.
Now, of the people who are part of the system, how many actually know that they're participating in a system that does this? Because I refuse to believe that they know. I think the majority do not know.
The rank and file, okay, the employees on the front end, they don't understand. Now, down to your sheriff's deputy, I think some of them understand. The ones that have been there for a while. On up to the AG's office and to the governor of each of your states. Now, I want to tell you guys something, and there's... If you want to publish this PDF, Sarah, this will tell you, this will show you what to do. But if you want to find out who's behind the trafficking in all this whole system, the securities and the QSIP numbers for each state, it's one person and it's a guy. And you would search on the internet for this term. I'm going to give you this term. So write this down or you can look in the reference. It's called the most worshipful master or the most worshipful grand master, two words. And you put the name of your state at the end of that phrase, and you'll get a website that shows you who's running the whole state. And the governor operates under this individual. That's the lieutenancy of the church. And you'll see in the article how this all works together. So that's why people don't really have a remedy. Like if you try to go to court for a trafficking issue, or you try to blow the whistle on somebody, you don't have a remedy because there's somebody who's running this whole system that you can't see. And I'm telling you right now, if you go look and do what I just told you, you're going to find out the person who's responsible for all of it.
Now, is this person, is it, why the name? Is it part of the Masons? Is it part of, what is that?
Yes.
This whole thing is run by the Masons, and that's your top Mason, and it's identified by state. And there is no real state. Like, the state of Minnesota is not being... It's not occupied right now. There's not many people that live there. Even though your state may have millions of people, there's no people, hardly, maybe hundreds, living in the state of Minnesota. They've been all abducted. They've been trafficked. So you're looking around, and you're looking around, going to the mall, and you see hundreds of people, and these are not citizens of Minnesota. These are resident aliens that have been trafficked.
Now, and when we say trafficked, because some people get angry, you know, this whole thing makes people angry, everything about it. And it's understandable because there's a lot of trauma, there's cognitive dissonance. Took me years before I'd even talk about it on air. I mean, this is hard, okay? And this is why they can win, because it's so hard and people refuse to listen to this.
Right.
And it's easy to make us sound like quacks because it's, but until I started seeing all this proof, I was like, okay, I can't ignore this. And maybe at the end of the day, I mean, at the end of the day, I got to do what's right. And if they're going to label me as a quack, so be it, because I know what I'm looking at and I got to start figuring this out. But what I was saying is the trafficking term is so offensive to people who, when you think about a little kid that's actually trafficked and abused and killed, that's trafficked. You know, when we hear of a person who's trafficked and they just make money off of me, it seems like, well, isn't there? But you say there's a distinction so that it's different. Can you explain that?
Trafficking in persons is just paperwork. It's the system that creates the bonds, that creates the money, that's funding the human trafficking. So the trafficking in persons is paperwork. Okay, that creates the funding for trafficking in people, human trafficking. And the human trafficking, think about what's involved. If you're going to take a child from, let's say, one of the states and move them offshore for trafficking, let's say that's the case, because it happens in many ways. But let's say you're going to move them to Europe. What kind of resources are needed? Who do you have to own to make that happen? To take a child that's not yours, against his will, against his parents' will, out of the country, or even to another state or to another location where his parents can't find him. That takes a lot of money. And that money is coming from all the trafficked persons, you and me, everybody with an SSN.
The bonds off these SSNs. Now, how do they make money off these bonds? I mean, how can you just like magically create a bond on me and there's money behind it?
Okay, let's say you have a traffic case. This is my standard example. So you have a speeding ticket, all right? So the moment the police officer issues the ticket, there's a citation number on that ticket. Once that ticket is entered into the court's docketing system, a security is assigned, a security number, like a CUSIP, let's say. And there's a value on a speeding ticket. Like let's say it's 10 miles over the speed limit and it's a speeding ticket. That's all it is. So that's probably one of the lower amounts. So let's say that the bond issued in that case, and there's going to be a bond, and the defendant is going to be the surety on that bond. I'm going to make up a number. This is probably close. If that case is not resolved within 3 months or 6 months, and it ends in 6 months, let's say you pay the fine in 6 months, right? That case probably is worth $10,000 in an instrument that's a bond.
Why
And you're going to,
$10,000 if you're only paying $120?
okay. Because of the way the banking system is able to operate, so that bond that's created by the courts is able to be deposited. So let's say the face value of the bond is $200, because that's your traffic fine. But the bond is deposited into a banking system. Like I said, the judge is a broker-dealer. So that bond, that $200, is actually worth about $10,000. Now, if that case lasts for 6 years, let's say for some reason you're fighting the case and it keeps on going, or whatever. Something is going on with that file. Even if you pay the fine, sometimes they keep trading on that file. So the longer that trading happens, takes place, the more money it's going to be worth. So somebody is buying that bond. Somebody's investing it. Somebody's a bondholder. The person who did it is the surety. He has an insurance policy against his life. The defendant does. So there's a value there. So it's all done through the insurance and banking system. They just create this value. I don't know where they get the numbers from.
Well, yeah, they just pull it out of their behind. But what about these kids that have like 40,000 of them? I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, maybe. So I just said that. I don't know. What about these kids that have 40,000 or so? Where are they getting these? I mean, you say they have to create more and more, but I mean, are they created at birth, some of it? Is it, I mean, what?
I think it's created at the registration of the birth certificate, but the trafficking takes place at the issuance of an SSN. And usually those happen simultaneously.
Yeah,
I mean, it
now
does
they
today.
do.
Now they
Yeah.
do, right? So yeah, it's pretty much from birth. And so I don't know. I mean, I could just imagine whenever the child, through his parents, is interacting with the system, like registering in public schools, the parents claim him as a deduction on their 1040s. There's an insurance agreement with his name, his or her name, right? Those are interactions with the banking and insurance system. And I think that's where all the bonds, most of the bonds come from. I'm sure there are sources that I couldn't imagine where else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So now this is, you keep saying that the people who are the high criminals, the rich and the famous, all do this. They all know this and they're all doing this. It's just the rank and file people like
Right.
us that didn't do it. You do it now, but you didn't at first.
Right.
How do they all know it and they do it? Do they do it from birth or what's really going on there?
How do these people that are perpetrating it, how do they find out or how do they get
Yeah, do
involved?
the
Is that what
rich
you're
and
asking?
famous just automatically do it from birth? I mean, is that what they
No.
do?
I think that if they want to further their careers, I think they're coerced into it. And some
No, you're
don't
talking
have
getting
the
involved in the trafficking, but as far as getting out of having a social security number and all that stuff,
Well,
they are
okay.
trafficked.
Yeah, what they do is they and they've been doing this for decades. They just create a credit file without a social security number. And so you can do that to get a new file. I mean, my daughter just did it. She's 18. She went from nothing, having no she has no SSN, by the way. So she wants to buy a car. I told her, buy the car on credit, just pay it off in a year, and that way you'll have a nice payment history on your file. So just the other day we sat here for 15 minutes and we went through the whole process and created the score. She now has a score. She got approved to go buy a car. And she has no SSN.
So we can create a credit file, like if you have children who are young adults, or even going to be young adults soon, you can create a credit file for them without a social security number, and do it for yourself too, without a social security number. And you can show you have a file that shows us how to do that, right? That I can help people. Okay, I can supply to people. Yeah, I don't know if YouTube's going to keep this up. If they don't, it's going to be available on BitChute and on Library. I'm on two different video, and it's going to be available on podcast. I know you're laughing. I'm not sure if they're going to keep this around.
I know. It's
Okay,
amazing.
I know. So now you also wanted to talk about how they are using this to fund all this trafficking, because all of us are just like, what the heck? This is the black market funding of all this stuff. Now, do our taxes go to pay the, I mean, where are our taxes going?
Okay, they're really going to fund the church. And what I mean by the church is you're funding the equestrian order of the Holy Sepulchre. This is referenced in my article here, the PDF file.
Yep, that I'm going to share.
And if you go look at that, right, if you look at the website for that church, I left you a link so that you're going to see a core number of states. I think it's like 7 states. They're identified in the United States. They're identified as a lieutenancy of the church. So what that means is that collection of states is viewed as a taxpayer. And it's not really a tax in the sense that you and I think of a tax. It's actually a tribute to the church. And what they're doing is collecting money for the exercise of someone's intangible property rights. And that's being used to fund the entire world system.
Now, is this under the Vatican?
Yes. This church is an agency of the Pope.
Now, is this the Dark Pope, or is there two different ones, the Dark Pope and the whatever?
I didn't know there was a distinction.
Okay. There is supposedly a black pope or whatever, and then and they walk around in the black robe. But is this a satanic order?
Yes, it's satanic. The whole system is.
Okay. And that's wonderful. And we've been talking about it for a long time that it's satanic, but this really is. It's the real deal.
Let's
here.
Call it what it is. Let's identify. Yeah. Right.
Even
we
if
should
you,
identify our enemy, find out what it is, what its nature is.
Yeah. What it really is. And we're all seeing just weird crap. Now, when we're seeing this communist system that they're trying to build, people don't like to hear those words, but it's essentially a one world order. How are they spinning it to make us believe it's all for caring about people and it's all about nationalized health care and it's all these great things? What are they really doing?
It's the old pitch for socialism and totalitarianism. It's the old pitch. It's gonna make it fair. So we're going to tax the rich and feed the poor, and you're going to have lower prices. And it's a complete lie. I mean, whatever you hear in the news, it's the opposite of what the truth is. That's how they're doing it. And the people that aren't researching it, that are not awake, they buy into it.
Is that why San Francisco is a freaking nightmare? They're the most communist, socialist city in the country, really. But they have the most money coming into their city and the worst slums in the world now, according to Berkeley University and other studies. I mean, real studies done by people.
Yeah. Where's this money coming from?
All over the world. It's capital coming in to fund the high-tech industry.
I think a lot of it's coming from this bond system. I think that's the undercurrent for everything. So why would all this money come into a communist system? Even the people that want to run the world don't like communism. They have to have capitalism. That's the only way to do it. You have to share a little bit to make it work. But they want people to want to vote in communism. They want them to think that's cool.
Well, but they want it because then they give away more tax money, of which they don't ever really reinvest back, right? If you're giving away 80% of your money to them, and maybe they take 5% more, and so people see a little bit more, they think they're doing 5% when they're not giving anything back, really. 5% makes it look like a lot. And so suddenly they're getting a lot more money from you and they're doing a little, you know, they're spending a little bit more on you, but it seems like a lot because they never spent any money on you in the first place.
They're getting the money from us. And so that's why I say stop participating if you want to end it. If you want to, you know, let the system will prosecute the criminals internationally. They're not going to do it in the United States. But stop participating. Stop using your SSN. You know, declare your residency, just get out of the United States, stop participating, stop asking for benefits. It's not a good idea to have these benefits.
Okay, now this sounds quack. You know, we sound weird because unless you do the research, you're just going to think this is over the top. Hmm? And so what did you provide for people so they can really dive into it and figure it out for themselves, do some critical thinking, and not let just two randos like us you know, I mean, honestly, if you were watching this, we're just randos to you. So you provided a bunch of information so they could on their own, because this is going to be one of the biggest decisions you've ever made in your life. If you end up doing this, you have to know for yourself in your not just your gut, because, okay, I think Sarah's trustworthy or John's trustworthy. No, don't go because you think we're trustworthy, because that's the problem. Right.
You have to know, right. You have to know for yourself by looking at documents and figuring it out. So what did you provide for us so that people have that opportunity to do that critical thinking?
I gave you in this PDF the core list of websites and research references you can go look at. And you can use keywords that I've given you. And you could follow the trail for yourself. And this will only take you like maybe a half hour of your time. And then you can do some more research from that point. Now you'll have the right perspective.
Okay. And then you can at least, I like putting in your social security number, getting bonds and just seeing proof right there, but then dig into it farther. And it takes time. Like it's taken me a couple, maybe I just have more cognitive dissonance than the rest. I don't know. Maybe I was brainwashed more than most people, but it's taken me time to get to this point. So they can start putting this stuff in, letting it sink in, and then keep diving through this onion peel. But at least you have all this information for people.
Yeah, it's in one place. This will be a really fast research for you. Just sit on the internet and just Google it. I mean, that's really your friend. As much as everything's being censored, you're still going to be able to find the information that's going to help you.
Okay, and now the residency, because I'm going to do this. I want to collapse the bonds on me and I want them on my kids. I just think all young kids. Now, if everybody did it at once, they'd lose their funding, right? So that would be the best. Yeah. But. Yeah. But now you said it only takes about 5 minutes to change your residency, and that will start the process of collapsing the bonds. Can you explain that?
Okay, there's two or three steps. So you have to go to the website for the country. It's the United States of America 1781.com. And at the far right side under, I think it's state residency or residency. I forget the actual title. I can go there right now. But basically, there's a link where you go to. And what you're going to need is your home address. And you need to find the latitude and longitude of your home address. Now, this sounds really weird, but here's what's happening. There's been an overlay that was created over the land. And the overlay is where we exist. If you look at the article on Ace of Coins, there's one called the American National. And in fact, in this PDF file I'm sending you, Sarah, there's a link to the map. What you're going to find is a map of 500 city states over what used to be, you were taught in school, were the 50 states. You're actually living in one of those 500 little rectangular regions. They're city states. So what you do by getting the latitude.
Well, is
that
your county? Is the city state or no? It's something totally different. Okay.
No, it's a completely different jurisdiction. It's. You won't believe it. It's like, whoa, this is the Matrix when you see this. So what you're doing is you're going to get out of that overlay and go back to where you were supposed to be where before they trafficked you. And the way you do it is you have to declare residency outside of that jurisdiction. And let's call it the United States. I don't care what state you're in. It's the United States. So you get the latitude and longitude for your home or a house, a residential address where you can receive mail, for example. Then there's a worldwide this is not part of the New World Order. There's a worldwide addressing system. It's called the Natural Area Code. Someone created this 10 or 15 years ago, and every country is using this. It's in our postal system. It's in the software. So if you send a package to a NAC code is what it's called, it'll go to the latitude and longitude for the location that you gave it. So you get the latitude and longitude for your house. You convert that into the NAC coordinate or the NAC code. And then it's going to be a 10-digit number. Of capital letters and numbers. It sounds really weird, but you take this NAT code and then you declare residency on the internet. It takes like 5 minutes.
And you have the one of your PDFs explain this.
Yes, it's okay. All there. Right.
Okay, excellent. Very simple. All on my website. Yeah. I'll have it all under the show for your show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you just only did that and stop there, that will start the bonds collapsing.
Now, well, I'm doing that today because screw this. Yeah. I don't want bonds on. And right. If your child is under 21, you can do it for them, right?
Right. You can do it for them, right?
Okay. Yes. And this isn't about citizenship yet. You can later go on and try to get, but at least this fixes your residency issue and starts collapsing those bonds. Okay.
Now, let me add one more thing. Once you do that for yourself, you can do that for your car and your house and any property you have, a business or whatever. You can actually move that over to the USA.
Okay. And then at that point, what does that do? Like if I move my business there, what would that do for practicality?
It takes it out of the taxing system for the U.S. You're not even in the country. You're not even in the U.S. anymore. Even though you're doing the same thing you do every day, you didn't go anywhere. It's just you're removing it out of the U.S.
Okay. Now, what else do you advise people to do?
Well, stop using an SSN for your credit. Get a different credit file like rich and famous people do. There's a reference on the article Also, I really like, I mean, even though I really believe the banking system created the crypto, I think Satoshi Nakamoto is a couple of countries and JP Morgan, and I think they did it. But fine, because I think we can use it to our advantage. So what I tell people is plan on learning and using cryptos for managing your money and managing your net worth or property. Use pass-through structures. Like I set up LLCs for people that deal with cryptos. So that way, when they get a report from the exchange, it doesn't create a tax situation. So people are not being taxed on any windfalls they get from cryptos.
Well, let's talk about cryptos. Finish your thought. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, one thing you might find really interesting, you know all the news on the internet where they're talking about the IRS is saying they're cracking down on crypto people, right? Crypto coins. They're cracking down. It's taxable. You have to report it. So I wrote a letter to the Secretary of the Treasury. I did this a dozen times this year. And I did this with people that did not have any structure at all. They just had a personal account at Coinbase or Gemini or whatever. And they got a 1099. It's called a 1099-K for coins they did not sell. And I wrote a letter. It's a 6-page letter. I sent it to the Secretary and I said, hey, I am not reporting this 1099 on my 1040. Here's a copy of my filed 1040. I'm not paying taxes on this 1099 because it's erroneous. And the two legal reasons are there was no disposition of the assets and the exchange was the owner of the cryptos at the time of the transaction. So if you're trading between coins, it's not taxable. And the IRS wrote back and said, correct. We don't expect you to do anything new. Just there's nothing, no further action that's required. Okay. So they agreed.
They
so
agreed.
I have that in writing. Yes.
Okay.
That kills all the news on the internet.
Well, the news, the BS. It's right. So bad, the propaganda. Okay. Now, you were talking about the fact that cryptos, they are buying cryptos in mass, holding down the price, buying in mass, which surprise, surprise, they do that in silver and gold as well.
Yeah.
And then you expect them to jack it up in the future.
They have to. There are certain coins that will be jacked up incredibly. People will be just so shocked when they see what happens.
What do you think coins will be? What ones?
Well, if you go look at coinmarketcap.com, I would say if you get into the top 20 listed there, maybe the top 30, and do a little research on some of them, like Bitcoin is a good one. Bitcoin Cash is probably a better one. Litecoin is going to be a good one. Veritasium. And I'm like anybody else. I'm not an expert on this stuff, so I'm just saying – if you look at the top 20 or 30, I'm in like about a dozen of them right now. So if you do the research on those and you just buy into them and just buy and hold, if that's all you want to do, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Now, do you think it's a better investment to do cryptos or gold and silver or about the same?
I think both. I think you're going to make more money faster with cryptos in the next 6 years than you will with the precious metals.
Okay. And precious metals is more like insurance versus... I mean, because you don't know exactly what cryptos, like gold and silver, you know what you want to invest in. Mm-hmm. Whereas cryptos, you're not totally sure, right?
Right. Right, okay. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else. There's risk. Precious metals are a safe bet, but also I'm telling people cryptos are a safe bet. I mean, sure, you can buy into a crypto that's going to tank. So you don't know, but the core ones like Bitcoin, that's going to do well. It may go up 3 times this year, and maybe Bitcoin Cash will go up 15 times. But it's still going to go up.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just a good place to have it. Okay. So where can people get hold of you?
Well, Ace of Coins is a good way to look. Aceofcoins.com. My contact information is there. People can reach me on Skype as well. I have a little Skype chat room where people can talk to me and we do group chats. My user ID is my name. So it's pretty easy. John J. Singleton.
Okay.
That's a good way. Yeah.
And then will you stay after for my Patreons?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate the... helping to explain something that is so important.
Love doing it.